Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fade Brad, the first edition of the 2025 NBA postseason. All right, we got 2 play-in games tonight, one involving our local team here with the Memphis Grizzlies. But just to give you a little bit of a primer, a little recap, he finished about, what, down 9 units-ish or so last year, Jason?
Yeah, Carson was 33-43-1 versus the spread last postseason. So Faders were 43-33-1, hitting at roughly 56 and 57% after that final game. He was 56.6 going into the last game of the finals. If you were fading Brad, you were hitting at 56.6%. It's a great edge. From everything we know that John tells us, there's no edges really in gambling, right, unless you're a pro.
Yeah.
Not in the NBA playoffs.
Not the NBA playoffs. Well, I'm giving you 56 to 57%. Will you take it? How many units? 9, you said, for the total? We'll take
it. Roundabout. Yeah.
There you go. And the man was 3-9, which equates to 9-3 if you faded on bonus bets. That's an even higher rate.
What the hell compelled him to do bonus bets?
We got it on an absolute roll, and one day he felt like going, I think, Jaylen Brown under, maybe. Yeah. I don't know, over maybe it was. And all of a sudden we were doing bonus bets because he sucked at those too.
Yeah.
And we said we're going to capitalize. And what a May it was last year. What an absolute stud
of a May it
was. And
just imagine if the Celtics wouldn't have went on their run and I kind of rode with them. That would be a bloodbath. Your favor.
Yeah.
Losing for the fans, you know, because they're picking against me.
The opposite. That's the key here. Yeah. It is. It's worked for a season. We're hoping it's going to continue for season 2. Are you ready?
I think I'm ready,
guys.
I
don't think GameCast and ESPN is ever more important than it is right now before we get into this. Grizzlies Warriors.
Let's start with the Orlando game. Let's go to the East first, if you don't mind.
Well, I want to have a few disclaimers before we get started.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the Grizzlies. Either one's fine.
One.
Yep.
Gamble responsibly.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Gamble responsibly. If it's going to put you in a bad mood to lose, don't bet that much. Okay. That's just a good gauge.
Never words better said by you, John.
If it puts you in a, if it upsets you, if you lose the bet, don't bet that much. Bet an amount that will literally just be fun for you. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the thing about this that is so impressive is that we are doing these games the day of. These are day of when sportsbooks around the country, around the world, some are willing to take $100,000 a pop. And that's why it's so hard to beat. And you didn't beat it, Brad. You didn't beat it at all. And that, again, the idea for anybody listening.
I was indeed not a beat off, as you will.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that was betting your picks was, or against you, I should say.
Yeah.
Anybody that was fading you was beaten off.
Yeah.
So, again, the idea is to fade the pick that Brad likes. So, for example, Brad likes the Magic in just a minute, you would bet the Hawks at the opposite number. So, we're going to go in chronological order if that works for you, Brad.
Yeah, I like that idea.
You know, Brad is a very diligent gambler. One of the things that he likes to do before he puts a bet in. He checks the injury report. A lot of people don't do that in 2025, but Brad does. That's his edge. All right, so this is a play-in. I believe it's the 7-8 game.
Yeah.
Magic hosting the Atlanta Hawks. Magic minus 5.5.
So this is the early game, and that's why we start here at 6:30 in Orlando. It is a home game for Orlando. Gives them a little edge.
Yeah, it does.
Much like the next game. looking at the fantastic injury report that the brilliant people who have computers that are already automated to give you this information. Clint Capella, of course, is out.
Of course.
Larry Nance Jr. is out.
Tough one.
Yeah, he seems like a good player. And Trae Young is indeed playing. Game time decision, he'll play. We've seen that trick before, right? GTD.
Not going to get us this
business.
Time, Brad.
Not going to get me sports gambling books. Orlando Magic. Suggs is out for the season, as is Wagner. So we don't have the – is he German, John?
Mo Wagner. Franz is in, but yes, his brother Mo is out.
The other Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Yeah, and they are German.
So Mo Wagner.
They are German.
With all that being said – and I've always liked this Orlando team. I enjoy the Magic now that they're good at basketball. They have a 500 record, 22-19 at home. That will be 23-19 at home, because the Magic will win tonight, and they will cover the 5.5 points that your favorite book has set out to give them with this the spread here. So I'm going to go in Magic minus 5.5, gentlemen.
All right, so that means if you're listening, you would then bet the Atlanta Hawks plus 5.5. So there you go.
Bonus bet alert here on this game.
We will absolutely take it.
We're going 10 feet deep.
I am picking Orlando, so I'm riding all the way with Orlando. Obviously, if Atlanta's going to win this, Trae Young's going to go over 26.5. That's not happening tonight. Trae Young will go under the 26.5 points tonight. That is your bonus pick. Trae Young under 26.5.
Okay, he's kind of aligned them, John.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, correlated, as they say. I don't really have a feel on this game, just personally. I kind of tend to agree with Brad, honestly, that the Magic win this one and get it done. But, you know, they don't have a point guard right now. Mm-hmm. So that is a concern. Although I think the stat is that, like, a 7 seed, which is what the Magic are, has never missed a playoff series since the play-in started, right?
Is that true?
So a 7 has never missed it. And a 10 has never made it.
Well, the 7 is because they get two shots at it.
They get two home games. So, but just something to keep in mind. But all right, Brad, if you're fading Brad, you would go Hawks plus 5.5, and you would go Trae Young over 26.5.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the Trae Young over, so I think you are wrong on that one. But gamble at your own discretion.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
On to the Grizzlies. 9:00 p.m. start. We're going to call this 7. Warriors are favored by 7.
Seven?
Brad, where are you at?
Well, that's an adjustment I'm going to have to make.
Yeah, I'm saying 7.5, too.
Yeah, because I was all prepared at 7, but now at 7.5. But now you're saying, well, no, I'm kidding.
I'm seeing some 7s out there. Yeah. I mean,
honestly,
you guys tell me how you want to grade it.
It won't matter for me.
Well, since Brad uses ESPN Gamecast and injury report, should we not use the ESPN bet line?
They're listening
to
ESPN bet. I'm fine with that.
That's because it's on his page. Mm-hmm. So let's not.
We still
it
want
out.
You to use Zen Sports since
ESPN
that's the
bet. That works for me.
Okay. Still use John's sponsor Zen Sports. Thank you. Gamble responsibly. So this is the late game at 9:00. You can see it on TNT and mute it and listening to 92.9 as your soundtrack. Eric will be on the call. We'll do the pregame all day here, basically, and we'll have Darby at 8:30 on the official pregame. But, you know, I really want the Grizzlies to win this. As y'all have talked about, I don't think it saves the season, but at least it sets up a little mojo in the town. Because right now, I don't know. Am I wrong? The mojo has been kind of crappy. Sunday was fun, though. I was at the game Sunday, guys, and it felt good in there, even with a bunch of G League players.
I'm glad Yuki could do that for you.
That over the bat, that
Make
over the head
look,
pass
was,
thing he did from three
good.
Quarter court.
Actually, my kid jumped up out of his seat when he saw it.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was fun. It's like going to the circus.
We had the bird's nest in the game. I mean, it felt good in there.
Needs to go off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got bird's nest and little Yuki.
It didn't change the feeling, though, that you correctly pointed out that we've been kind of down lately.
The vibes in the town have been down. I mean, Anthony's party will help. The game, if they were to win, it'd help even more. And so I'm going with the Grizzlies, and I am taking all of those 7.5 points, and that is a key to this endeavor. But, I'm going Grizzlies plus 7.5.
That does not surprise me.
I think they win outright, but I'll definitely take the 7.5.
I'm concerned he might be right on both counts. I'm concerned. But I was concerned last year about that, too. And
by the way, these are integrity picks.
You were terrible.
It's not some radio bit where I come on here and I act like I'm bad at gambling. I'm just naturally bad at gambling.
Yeah, and that is usually in the disclaimer. These are integrity picks.
Like Brad has no compass. He has no idea what's right and wrong.
Right.
Like, if I'm going to be wrong, I'm going to just go all the way in wrong. You know, like, I'm not making this up. This is really how I feel. I think the Grizzlies.
No, I like it. I like having a.
It
playoffs.
Ends up working.
Yeah.
I like having a postseason where you have to bet on Grizzlies games all year.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just take the Grizzlies every game.
Especially to get 7.5 points.
That's going to be fascinating.
That's free money.
I get it, though. I mean, honestly, you think about it. They were winning by 4 against the Warriors here before they collapsed late and lost by, like, what, 9?
Yes.
They were winning by as many as 15 against the Nuggets before they collapsed in the final couple minutes and didn't score after the last 6 minutes. So as long as in your head, you're like, as long as you don't do something just egregiously horrific, you'll be able to stay within this number.
You would think.
And the 4 games, man, the big three only played in 2 of those. And that 4th game, like John said, they all played and you lost it down the stretch, but you were right there. I mean, you had that opportunity was there. Those guys were looking old, and you can potentially do that again.
If I were to bet a bonus, and I'm not, it would be on Edie.
On this one.
Yeah, it would be an Edie rebound total, I think. I didn't see what the books were listing on that, John, but he's been just 15 a game is what he's been around. I mean, he's been getting on the boards.
I mean, you know, fading Steph in a one-off is kind of scary, but 7.5 is a bunch of points. And, you know, I will say, like, the Warriors, they're really not that scary. Like,
agree.
They have Steph, and like he's liable to go off for 40 or 50.
Jimmy,
we've seen it. And they got Jimmy.
Playoff Jimmy, mind you.
Jimmy might be hurt.
I hope he's hurt, and I not for personal reasons, but for
like,
my.
He was
reasons.
Like literally like gimpy.
Edie's at 10.5 rebounds.
I definitely go over
that.
100% over on the Edie rebounds.
You want it? You want to add it?
Yeah, I'll put it. I want it as a bonus.
FanDuel numbers 10.5 on his rebounds.
100%, 10.5 easy money. Yeah, 10.5 over.
I mean,
pick the over on Edie.
Seems like a good bet too, but again, Brad is great at this, so means bad game for Edie coming up.
Yeah, I hope not.
You're cool with us allowing that, right? We got an official number from FanDuel. We add that other bonus to the game
there.
We got 2 bonuses. We got 2.
Yeah.
2 against the spread.
Sorry, I interrupted your thought process on what the Warriors have, John. Go ahead. So you think Jimmy was gimpy Jimmy?
No, but I was just going to say, like, they're supporting cast. I mean, they are very small inside. You know, they're depending on, you know, Podzimski and Moody. Like, I get
Looney off the bench, I guess.
I don't have a ton on Buddy. Like, I feel like Buddy that never plays well. I just feel like I haven't seen it. So I don't have anything on this game, but I understand the logic. But if you're fading Brad, that means you have to bet on the Warriors.
John,
-7.5.
What is the average away home court advantage in an NBA game? Do you happen to know that? Is it 3?
It's 3-ish. Yeah, I mean, some places are more than others. You know, like altitude in Denver's got to be worth a little more. Like, are you on a back-to-back? Like, it just depends on a lot of things. But, yeah, like 2-3 is generally, like, the rule of thumb.
We've rested more than them. I could say that. I mean, we were off Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, they went to overtime, you know. I mean,
played Sunday.
Like, played a lot of
minutes.
They went heavy to try to get that Clippers thing done.
Oh, you're right. You're right on that. Zach,
I mean,
had 16 rebounds in the last game.
We need to see season-high minutes from Ja and
he better be playing 40. All the game.
This is it, man. I mean, you can get a series with a team that's never won a series before.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Wells was +3 in that loss to Golden State in his 30 minutes.
Wow, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that hurts.
Because Desmond and Ja were minuses, -11, -13. Wells being out there was impactful.
Yeah.
And you won't have him. So, again. I'm feeling good about Jason. Fading Brad.
All right, so if you're fading Brad, day one of the experiment, and remember, it's a long season, folks. All right, it's a long postseason.
Right.
This thing goes into June, but we've got Hawks plus 5.5.
Yep.
Trae Young over 26.5, and then Warriors minus 7.5. If you're fading Brad,
and then Zach Edey under 10.5 rebounds.
No, we're going,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he went over.
I went
you
over.
You would go Zach Edey under to fade Brad. On
oh, yeah,
half,
that bonus point.
On 10.5 rebounds.
Now,
one more bit of advice, because mm-hmm. you guys forgot it from last
oh,
year.
Oh, yeah, please.
We recommend that you not parlay right. these picks. Now, a lot of people started going against our advice. They hooked on how Brad bad Brad was
yeah.
and started combining them. We recommend, right, John, that you do not parlay these picks.
No, because he could go 3-1.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or, you know, or 1-3, right?
Right, right.
And you cost yourself a profitable day.
There you go. There you go. That's why. That's why. It's so, tempting, I know, especially when you know how bad he is. But
yeah,
we recommend you not do it.
And further proof of it is if a lot of you folks listening want to go to your totals and your favorite sports book, like FanDuel shows you how much money you've lost, $1,500 over 5 years lost.
And
I don't know how you go to sleep at night.
And your limits are
high. I had to take, take it off my phone. My limits, they'll let me bet my house if I wanted to.
Yeah. Brad yeah. can bet his mortgage,
oh, yeah.
his house.
Yeah.
It's right
on
there.
FanDuel.
Pick house? No. Don't do that.
I mean, you've lost $1,500 I've lost $1,500 in a day.
Yeah, never forget that it was the Jonte Porter situation that brought us to the segment.
Yes, it did.
And about betting limits. We found out you had the highest betting limit because you were the worst gambler. Thus the segment was born. And here we are now in 2025, about to start again. How about that? Thank you, Jonte.
Don't do that. Gamble response.
As he rots in federal prison, huh?
I mean, it literally, this segment was born out of his
Is crime. He still in prison?
I didn't know he was in jail.
I think he's facing it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.